This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a restaurant just outside Denver that's getting set to open back up again after a year and a half's worth of pandemic shutdown. Mexican food and entertainment and a whole lot of birthday parties have been had at this place since it opened back in 1974. It's one of those places you don't have to visit to understand. You just had to have been a child at some point. And luckily for us, Marketplace's Amy Scott was a child once.
In a strip mall between a Dollar Tree and an art supply store, there's a pink stucco palace topped with a gold dome and an Aztec emperor. This is Casa Bonita, a Mexican-themed wonderland that occupies 52,000 square feet and a special place in the hearts of generations of Colorado kids, like me. When I was growing up, a trip to Casa Bonita was like going to Disneyland. The place was so magical, the creators of South Park, who also grew up in Colorado, devoted a whole episode to it in 2003.
It's a big Mexican restaurant, but they have like cliff jumpers and Black Bart's Cave and all kinds of stuff. This Saturday, awesome! Casa Bonita, Casa Bonita. And fun in a festive atmosphere.
Yes, there were cliff divers plunging from a 30-foot waterfall, an arcade and puppet theater. You could get an old-timey picture taken in a fake jail and crawl through a scary pirate's cave. Some of us have never outgrown it.
Hi, I'm Andrew Novick from Denver, Colorado, and possibly Casa Bonita's number one fan. I've been here 306 times.
Andrew is 52, an electrical engineer and artist. He started racking up those visits when he was little. His mom worked at a medical lab around the corner from Casa Bonita. On Saturdays, she'd bring the kids with her.
My brother and I would like look through the microscopes at blood samples and like give us the counter to count cells and stuff and like kind of put us to work.
As a reward, they'd go to Casa Bonita. I met Andrew outside for visit number 307. The restaurant has been closed since the start of the pandemic. Takeout wasn't really an option.
As we know, like, it's not really about the food, right? So
it's not just they're not known for the food.
Right, it's not, yes. People complain endlessly about the food.
Except for the sopapillas, delicious squares of fried dough you douse with honey. There was even a little red flag on the table you could raise to get more. Andrew, for the record, loves the food. And months after the economy reopened, but Casa Bonita still hadn't, he got worried.
And whenever anything happens with Casa Bonita, everyone, like, writes me, texts me, like, what's going on? The Casa Bonita's webpage is down. This is dire.
So he and some friends in the art and restaurant worlds started a campaign to save Casa Bonita. They raised more than $68,000 on GoFundMe. In April, the owner, Summit Family Restaurants, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and the campaign used the funds to pay off the mariachi band and some other small creditors.
We weren't trying to bail out Casa Bonita. We were trying to get the attention of investors to actually acquire Casa Bonita.
But they weren't the only ones with their eyes on the Pink Palace. Earlier this summer, Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park announced they were trying to buy it.
Wow, Casa Bonita!
Woo-hoo!
By then, Casa Bonita had reopened for tours to stave off eviction. So, of course, Andrew and I took one. Entertainment director Don Mestis led us through the maze where there would normally be a line of families waiting to order gloppy enchiladas and green chili burrito platters. You had to buy food to get in. I remember the excitement I felt as a kid sliding my tray down the long counter to be seated.
Now, as we turn the corner, you are magically transported to a night in old Mexico. Welcome to the warmth, beauty, and splendor of Casa Bonita.
There was that familiar swimming pool smell as the giant waterfall came into view.
Oh, it looks like one of our performers is up there.
We paused among the artificial palm trees to watch him execute a perfect swan dive from the top of the waterfall and disappear into a tiny pool below. As a kid, I'd always wondered where the divers came out. Don took us into a narrow, dank room with a rack of costumes, and there it was, a small hole in the floor leading into an underwater tunnel.
And this is the hole that we come out of.
And just like that, the magic was gone. Don says all the uncertainty around Casa Bonita's fate has been hard on the staff, many of whom had been here for decades.
A lot of us got really nervous and started looking for other jobs. I ended up becoming an axe thrower.
Now many of them were back and gearing up to fully reopen, though the timing and future ownership were still unclear.
As far as me and my workers, we just want this place open.
Andrew agreed and was still hoping his investor group would buy Casa Bonita.
Chains are kind of wiping off the uniqueness of cities. So I think saving our old favorites is really important, you know?
Then the next day, this happened.
I am very excited to be here with Trey Parker and Matt Stone on the 24th anniversary of South Park.
In a live stream with Jared Polis, the governor of Colorado, the South Park creators had some news about Casa Bonita.
Pending bankruptcy proceedings, we've come to an agreement with the owner, and we bought it.
Yeah. Congratulations!
It's clear they love the place, and it could use some love. Casa Bonita was profitable before the pandemic, but former staff told me it needed some major upgrades. Andrew was crushed.
I hope it's not going to be like a South Park Land amusement park. You know, I think that everything about it pretty much is how it should remain.
One change almost everyone probably will like. They say they're going to improve the food. In Lakewood, Colorado, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.